Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. Your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests and repeat offenders, both of them. Chad Pape is in the house. Remax, welcome.
Hello there.
Penny Lambright, Patriots and Paws, welcome.
Thank you for having us back.
Glad to have you with me. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsingleradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. And while I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And obviously, we have a day of remembrance first and foremost today. We'll talk about our celebration in just a minute. But day of remembrance, yes, 9/11, September 11th, 2001. We do not forget. I was watching some of the ceremonies from the 9/11 memorial this morning. And it's just amazing when you watch it. I mean, some of the people and listening to the individuals going through and reading the names, reading their family members' names, you really remember the fact that a lot of people are still grieving. You know, some people, for many of us or many individuals, 16 years ago, and they say that the time heals. But, you know, when you listen to some of the individuals there, maybe it's not the same as the day after. Maybe it's not the same as the week after, but there's still a whole lot of pain. And we don't want to forget those things, even in all the craziness of our society today. We don't want to forget the fact that there are a lot of individuals that lost their lives. There are some individuals on that day that actually gave their lives. We think about the plane that went down in Pennsylvania. They knew exactly what they were doing there in Pennsylvania when they brought that plane down, not knowing exactly who they might be saving, but they knew something was going on, and they made a conscientious effort. And it's amazing when we think about these times in our country, how things like that happen. There are individuals in our country and in our history who have made an effort just to look out for those, for others. I never want to forget about those individuals and what, even though we are thankful that for what they did, their families are still living with those things. Their families are still living those remembrances and those horrors and dealing with what went on then. And we're going to chat more about that. Obviously, Penny Lambright deals with a lot of our veterans. We're going to talk to Penny about some of these experiences, what's gone on, where they are in the world, where those folks are, and how we can help those folks at any given time, because there's a lot of folks at all times that are in need. And I'm not talking, we've talked a bit about the homeless problem we have here in Orange County and in a lot of areas. And we talk about the fact that some of those individuals are there because that's where they want to be. There are some there that are looking for a hand up. We don't want to forget about the idea of, I'm not a big fan of the hand out, but the hand up, that's something that I am a big fan of. So we're going to remember that. We'll think about that. We'll talk about that more as the day progresses. Look at some of the celebration items that are on the celebration list. And you have to wonder sometimes about who writes up these lists, because I look at September 11th, and it's obvious what the main meaning is of September 11th since 2016. And obviously we have the heroes and those that gave their lives both in New York City. We talked about Pennsylvania, Washington, then later on in Benghazi. You look at this and you say, National Make Your Bed Day. I don't know about that one. National Hot Cross Bun Day. I don't even know what the heck a hot cross bun is. Patriot and National Day of Service for Remembrance. That one I can certainly understand and appreciate. National Boss Employee Exchange Day. Anything I say can and will be used against me, so I will not say anything on that one. Moving and looking at the markets, Dow Jones Industrial Average. It is way up today, up 229 points. Oil, up 71 cents a barrel, and the 10-year treasuries are up almost 7 basis points right now. So I shared with you on Friday, that those of you that follow our social media channels, We did expect a reversal in what was going on in the bond market. So we did see that. That's happened now. The when I send out these notices, watch your emails. If you're thinking about buying a house, selling a house, refinancing, home renovations, sometimes there are very, very short windows that you can exercise some benefits of getting your homes refinanced. We had that on Thursday and Friday. We saw, talked about it hitting the technical changes, and those have happened as well. So that window temporarily closed on this year. I've shared with you, we won't talk about it today, but I have shared with you that I do not believe the Federal Reserve is going to increase interest rates the remainder of this year. Why? Well, the main reason, the main stories of the day, and unfortunately, it has in a lot of the newscasts this morning, they have all these things planned. I mean, you look at when we do news, we do radio, we do live events, you plan well in advance. It wasn't any secret that September 11th was going to follow September 10th this year. We knew that. The thing that we could not plan for was Hurricane Irma taking over a whole a lot of the news coverage. 4.3 million people, 48% of Florida without power. Think about that. 48%. Now, when the power lines go down, now you got all the water coming in. Did you see the bay that all the water? I was told I can't say that the water was sucked out of the bay, but it receded. It'll be back. But the whole quiet, Chad, you're going to get me in trouble.
Again.
But the water did recede out of the bay because of the hurricane. So with all of this going on, lots of businesses losing, being closed. The SBA is going to be dealing with a lot of the business side after we deal with the human side. But between Irma and Hurricane Harvey, a lot of people are going to need to rebuild their businesses, rebuild their homes, rebuild their lifestyles. I can't believe that the Federal Reserve is going to be cold-hearted enough to raise interest rates into that kind of an environment. Just my opinion, but we will see what goes on there. Obamacare, it's back in the news again. I can't believe that the Republicans are going to fall for this again. John McCain has come up with a plan. Why would anybody listen to John McCain? Now, his service record goes without question. Man is an American hero for his service record. After telling the American people that he's going to repeal and replace Obamacare and having the deciding vote and saying, no, let's kill Obamacare. I'm not sure why anybody is going to listen to him a second time, but we'll find out what he has to say. I mean, I just say, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, or fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me, however that goes. You know, I'm a little backwards here, but that's just my personal opinion. President came out this morning. Did you hear any of his proclamation for September 11th? A lot of commentary there. So here's the question I'm going to pose to each of our panelists, because then I'll also share my story, then I'll give them their time. I was actually advanced training at Merrill Lynch at the time, right across the river when the plane started going into the towers. We all kind of stopped and just gathered around a TV at the Merrill Lynch compound in New Jersey, right across the water there. Watching those, my parents were supposed to be on the plane that left Newark. They actually caught an earlier flight, thank goodness. They were grounded in Chicago for a few days. We were stuck in New Jersey. Princeton is where Merrill Lynch has their compound. So we were there until Friday was the first time we could finally get out. I remember calling my wife. It's 6:30 back here in Southern California. I was obviously there 9 o'clock in the morning. And I said, don't send the kids to school. Keep them home. Ah, you're crazy, Ron. She said that a lot, but you're crazy. What's the problem? And I told her what's going on. And she's, well, they'll be fine at school. I said, you know something? I'm 2,500 miles away. You keep them at home. And so she did. She humored me. And thank goodness that that's what was done. What are your remembrances? Everybody knows exactly where they were. I wasn't old enough to remember. Chad, you might remember when Kennedy was shot, but I was not old enough then. But, you know, you hear our elders saying, you know, everybody remembers where they were exactly when Kennedy was shot. Everybody remembers, I think, where they were when they first heard about September 11th. Penny, tell us your story.
I was in my family's home. I was a caregiver for my mom, and I was asleep. And my mom was just yelling at me, and I'm thinking, my gosh, my goodness, what's going on? Why is she yelling at me this early in the morning? She just kept saying, get in here, get in here, get in here. And I had no idea. I thought it was something to do with her. And I looked up at the TV, and we sat in bed in our pajamas all day, just watching everything, just crying for everything that had happened.
Crying and mesmerized.
Well, just unbelievable. And, you know, every time we turned the channel, it was the same thing, just over and over and over again, and just counting how blessed we were, but also thinking about all of those people involved and how we couldn't do anything because we were on the West Coast in our jammies watching it unfold.
Yeah, amazing. Chad?
Well, I was at home. I took a day off, actually. And I just literally was watching the morning news, and it happened. And I was hanging out with my dog, and we just hung out all day, just watching it in disbelief. I thought it was like CGI or something. It's still unsurreal to me. And I remember being very pissed off. But now that feeling is back, I'm still pissed off about it. I really think that, you know, there's a lot of evil people out there, and it sucks.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk more about this throughout the day. We'll also chat about an interesting way that we will allow you to maybe help us make a small difference. Penny Lambright does a great job in trying to make a difference in the world of some of our veterans. So it's just a way that we like to say, and we appreciate Penny coming in and sharing with us. So we're going to talk a bit about that. We'll obviously throw in some real estate today. We're going to talk a little bit about reasons to buy a home this fall, how to remove collections from your credit, how to choose a financial advisor. And we're also going to talk about a very different kind. You know, when you do a daily radio show, we talk about open houses, but how about an open house Saturday, September 16th, 7:32. You can make a difference, and we're going to talk about that one specifically when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate events and the financial markets. Oh, we'll also chat a little bit again about America Needs Your House. I wonder what that's all about. We'll get into that one as well. Got a lot going on this September 11th, this day of remembrance. And I'm not going to get into a lot of the typical things that we do here, because there's a time and a place for everything. Today, we want to just it's a little somber, a little melancholy, a day to remember. Again, if you want to reach us anytime, off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. Make sure you get a pen and paper, because Penny Lambright's got some great stuff to share with us, and you're going to want to write it down because it is very, very timely. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Your credit score over 800. Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. So, Penny, you got to help me out here. I know you've corrected me when I fouled up on coming back from Memorial Day about a year or two ago, because I had that one wrong. And then September 11th, give it to me.
Well, this morning you've been saying a celebration, and it's a day of remembering. A day of remembrance for all of those who gave and sacrificed, some because they jumped in and some because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. But it's remembering all of those who sacrifice every day for us, for our freedom, not just the tragedies of 9/11, but also the aftermath of that and the millions of people that have been affected and the thousands of people that have been affected from helping those that were killed, and those that have gotten sick because they went in to help those and have died and all that stuff. So it's just a way for us to remember that we never forget that something like this and how tragic it can be and is to us all the time.
It is, and it's amazing how we deal with that. And you know, some of the young people, the younger people, I'm going to say basically anybody that it was probably 4, 5, 6 years old, 10 years old, maybe at that time. You know, it's a history lesson. For many of us that are older, it's life. And then there's the group that was directly affected. And I found it fascinating. And I've remembered this part and shared this with many, many people over the 16 years since that day. When I finally got home, it was after I finished just, you know, hugging my family, it was the sentiment on the West Coast. It fascinates me, your commentary, you know, being ticked off that you were this far away, right? And I look at it and I say, you know, Pat, being there was a sentiment. The very next morning I had breakfast at the Merrill Lynch compound, Princeton, New Jersey, and there were some young people that were interns and working over at the Merrill Lynch building, was directly across the street from the towers. And obviously they couldn't get in there, but they saw, you know, people jumping and those type of the events of the day, very firsthand. The personal emotion and sentiment when you're that close to a major catastrophe like that versus being 2,500 miles away, it's fascinating when you listen and talk to people about that. And I'm sure that you get that on a regular basis, that Patriots in Pause with all the veterans that come through. You know, when they recount their firsthand event, their firsthand, or that which they're willing to share, as we've talked about that many times, they won't even share.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure you get to eavesdrop, right? Because there's, you have veterans there on the couch that'll talk to other veterans, and they talk different between themselves than with civilians like us.
Absolutely. And what happens a lot of times when, especially when we're getting ready to open for the morning, 3 days a week, some people will come early and they'll just start chatting to each other. Like, oh, where'd you serve? Oh, what'd you do? You know, this kind of stuff. And that's when a sense of family that as civilians, we will never understand happen, because even though they may not have been in the same unit or in the same platoon, they may have been in Afghanistan at the same time as these other people doing something else, but they're still a part of it. And they're still a part of that journey and face some of the same challenges that we will never understand. Even if they're in, we're in Vietnam and Afghanistan, one of our stories is we had a veteran who was helping somebody else and he was just hanging back. And a social worker happened to share a story with me about somebody who was coming in, and he was a medic who was in Afghanistan and on the front lines. And so as I'm talking to this other gentleman, he was a medic in Vietnam. And I just introduced the two of them, and I said, you know what, you guys have something in common. You both are medics. And I just let them talk. And they were able to share stories with each other, even though all those years apart and in two different parts of the world, they could share the grief and everything that they felt because they were there together. In a sense, like as civilians, we'll never understand.
And I'm assuming that's therapeutic at some point.
I think it's very healing for them. I think for anybody, when we speak something that has happened, it loses its power. And I think what happens is a lot of times for those suffering with PTSD and other challenges that they face, they have no place to speak and they have no one to listen without judgment. When these two medics are speaking to each other, they're not judging each other. They're sharing the experiences with all those years apart. I have to believe that there was healing with the two of them in a way that maybe they couldn't share with somebody else. They can't share that story with sitting in the bar having a beer with their buddy because maybe their buddy didn't experience that. Or they can't necessarily share that story with a psychologist or somebody else because what do they know?
Sure.
What do they know? And they're writing notes. They're more interested in writing notes and doing these things. And not all of them, don't get me wrong, not all of them. But I think there's a sense of camaraderie when they can speak. The same way those who went through 9/11, the kids that were at Merrill Lynch, they saw it firsthand. They saw these bodies coming out of the building. They have to find a safe place where they can share it. But them speaking it, I truly believe that part of their healing is talking about it in a safe place that will help them heal and help them process it. Holding it in and not ever letting any of that come out, I think just continues to eat at people. And I think that's one of the reasons our military suicide is so high, because they don't have a safe place.
And it's a shame that there's not more places like the couch or that, I don't know if you even still have it, so I haven't been over to your warehouse, but that little quadrant area there where people could just sit and chat.
It's kind of just our entryway, and it changes depending on what inventory is there. And sometimes it's a couch. Sometimes it's part of a dresser. Sometimes it's a desk on its side. It just really depends.
A milk carton or whatever.
It's just whatever's there.
So tell us about the event this weekend.
This weekend event is in remembrance of 9/11. It's our open house fundraiser. We do two of these a year, one earlier in the year, and we call that one Show 'em the Love. And it gives an opportunity for the community to come and see what we do firsthand. And we are very transparent and we're very open door. You can come anytime to see what we do. 3 days a week, we give three things away. And 3 days a week, that's when we prefer you come in, just because you get to see it firsthand what happens. You want to come in on an odd day where nobody's there, that's cool too. But the door might be locked. But the open house is a way for people to come in. When you hear me say we have a 5,200 square foot warehouse full of furniture, you're like, okay, yeah, got it. So, Ron, tell me your experience when you came in and you saw that 5,200 square foot warehouse at one of our open houses. What did you think? When I've talked about it on the radio, you're like, oh yeah, that's cool, okay. And then you walk in and you see it. What was your response?
Oh, it's wall to ceiling product. That I think it's great. I mean, I love Patriots and Paws just because of being a flag waver, right? I mean, I'm so thankful. I couldn't get on every morning and do what I do and talk the way I talk if it wasn't for the veterans. And when I look at that, I'm so thankful for people like you who are out there working so hard to give something to the veterans, to give something back to the individuals. So, and I love the idea that they've got that safe space, that there's, you know, whatever it is. And I'm sure that from the men and women I've talked to, you know, when they're serving, they don't have the luxuries that we take for granted. Now, so if they can pull up a piece of concrete there and chat, the fact that there's that 5,000 foot building that's packed wall to wall with people and talking to some of the folks. I love the idea, even at the event that's coming up, and I think that's what I went to last year, the year before, where you've got some of the veterans outside that are sharing their stories, or young people that bring their grandparents, that they come to that, not that they're looking for anything, that they're just looking to be part of the event. To me, I love that part.
We don't script any of that. It just happens. We open our doors. We let the community know, hey, come out and see who we are and what we do. There's so many charities out there, and they tug at your heart because they've got a great writer that can say the things that you want to hear, and you write your checks, and you have no idea what your money just went to. We open our doors and we open our books. We want you to come in. We want you to see what we do and what the challenges we're facing, but also what we do. We've helped over 650 families this year alone. We put in over 10,000 volunteer hours this year alone. So we're not just like, hey, send us this or do this or do that. We say, come in and see what we do. And that's what you do when you come to our warehouse. That's why we do these open houses, is because we bring in other nonprofits. We bring other vendors. So it's a day of coming out and hanging out. And I've ordered great weather this weekend, so please come out.
Nice.
1 year we had rain. 1 year we had the really hot weather. So we're good for a good one this year.
It'd be nice to have one of our California days, right? Like,
I think we're close to. I think that's what I've ordered.
75 and 80. No rain, no humidity. It'd be sure nice.
Well, we have a gentleman who opens up his Ultimate Man Cave and brings a couple of his cars out. And we have some of the car clubs support us that bring their nice rides. It's not a car show. But don't be surprised if you see some really nice cars there, because some of our supporters bring their own cars. But it's $5 for breakfast or lunch.
And we've been showing, we've got on, right, if you're watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv, you'll be able to see the flyer right there. It gives you all the information. And it also has in there, it's kind of hard to read on the screen there, at least from where I'm looking, www.patriotsandpaws.org. Make sure you spell out the word and, patriotsandpaws.org. And I'm sure, knowing Penny, there's probably someplace on there that you can just make a donation if you want to. And I am looking, Penny. It looks like your reservation has been accepted. Looks like 77, mostly sunny for Saturday.
Okay, so see? I'm trying to get that in. And if you don't get tickets online, you could definitely come to the door and come to the back of the building and just show up, and we'll feed you. We always have plenty of food. My mom was a caterer, so I always am prepared for that. But it's more importantly that we honor 9/11, even though it's the 16th is when we're having it.
You couldn't order 9/11 to be on Saturday every year, right?
We could not. and I'm actually surprised that today's not a federal holiday. Although I don't think it's another reason that people should have the day off. I think it should be, for people to go have barbecues and all those things. But I really think it should be more of a day for people to really remember what has happened. Unfortunately, our additional holidays become, let's go have a sale with the retailers and let's go do this. And we kind of forget what Memorial Day is. We kind of forget what 9/11 is and think, I get it.
That's a parents issue, Penny.
I get it. But it just kind of,
I'm a big parent.
I thought today was actually a holiday. And so my guys who normally work on Monday have the day off, but they're double booked tomorrow. So,
good stuff.
I just, we just appreciate the support that anybody gives Patriots and Paws and supports our veterans.
And don't forget, we're going to keep the information right there on the screen. We'll share it on our social media channels as well. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. I didn't even get to the real-time real estate segment. Four reasons to buy a home this fall. Chad and I will have to get that in a minute. How to remove collections from a credit report. How to choose a financial advisor. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 in the real-time real estate segment, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Reasons to buy a home this fall. That is the subject. And I'll give you four great reasons to consider buying a home today instead of waiting. Number one, prices will continue to rise. CoreLogic's latest home price index reports that home prices have appreciated by 6.7% over the last 12 months. The same report predicts that prices will continue to increase at a rate of 5% over the next year. The bottom in home prices has come and gone. Home values will continue to appreciate for years. Waiting no longer makes sense. Mortgage interest rates are projected to increase. Freddie Mac's primary mortgage market survey shows that interest rates for a 30-year mortgage have hovered around 4%. Most experts predict that rates will rise over the next 12 months. The Mortgage Bankers Association, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, National Association of Realtors are in unison, surprise, surprise, projecting that rates will increase by this time next year. An increase in rates will impact your monthly mortgage payment. A year from now, your housing expense will increase if a mortgage is necessary to buy your home. Either way, you're paying a mortgage. There are some renters who have not yet purchased a home because they're uncomfortable taking on the obligation of a mortgage. Everyone should realize that unless you're living with your parents rent-free, you are paying a mortgage, either yours or your landlord's. It's time to move on with your life. The cost of a home is determined by two major components, the price of the home and the current mortgage rate. They're on the rise. What if they weren't? Would you wait? Bottom line, if your family is ready to move, if you need a bigger house, if you need, maybe you want to right size, maybe the kids are gone, you don't need as big a house. Well, now might be the time for you to take action. That's the Real Time Real Estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Chad Pape is with us today. He is from RE/MAX here in Southern California. So tell me, Chad, anything that we missed there on reasons one might want to buy a home in the fall?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, moving right along.
Pretty much summed it up. One who hesitates loses, but in this market right now, we've got about 5,630 on the market currently in sunny Orange County right now. We've got about 511 in Irvine. Pending this weekend, we had a alarming, well, sorry, about 500 houses go into escrow for pending. So I've been watching that as far as a macro perspective.
So it looks like about 10% of the properties are selling at any given time.
Correct.
So basically, you know, and it doesn't work out perfectly, but if you think about that, if you have 10% of the properties that are available sold over the weekend, then that's basically telling us that we've got about a 10-day supply of inventory.
Something like that.
Right? So, I mean, people are out there hustling.
There's a lot of hustling going on. And I really feel like, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, we're going to go down. We're going to go down as far as the market. The market's going to turn. And I'm like going, I don't see it. A lot of people are saying, well, we're going to go down in his, you know, in an appreciation. And I'm like going, no. It seems to be going up, not down. And according to my general estimates, we're going to be at the end of this year about 10 to 14% historical appreciation. As far as a macro perspective, a micro perspective on based upon region, I would just have to do a little bit more crunching.
Well, the bottom line with that, though, is, I mean, if we're – it's just basic economics. I mean, a lot of people want to talk about fancy numbers and all that kind of stuff. If you've got 10% of the property selling in a weekend, that means that there's a lot of demand for property.
Oh, yeah.
Or there's not much supply, one or the other. And either one means prices should go up.
Prices will go up. The only thing that I think we are going to have a problem with pretty soon is the income versus value map. And I think the incomes are going to start to actually, we're going to hit some sort of level maybe next year, next September. And I think you and I have talked about this offline. I think next year will end up being a point where we're going to make probably 12 to 15% next year as well. And then level out 5% next year after, and then 4%. And then maybe even, you know, go for a little minor correction 3 years from now.
Well, we've done some homework on Orange County. 4.9% is our average appreciation over the last 42 years. So if you can take 4.9, and that takes into account bubbles and bursts and market corrections, being that you're doing a 42-year average. So that's a pretty significant number. And I was chatting with Chris Bissonnette last week, being a financial planner. And we're talking about the idea that, well, the Dow Jones goes up about 6% a year on average, but they don't take into account the idea of leverage.
Correct. Correct.
Right? So you end up with, if you're buying a house with 10% down, you can take that 4.9 times 10, mm-hmm. and that's what your real appreciation is. Not a bad investment.
Mm-mm, not a bad investment at all.
So how long is it taking you to find houses for people in right now?
Estimates are, you know, between four, depends on their plan. If it's a short-term plan, I know exactly where to go. You get the new home builds, or you go to something that's within the last 10 years of a build. So
there's tricks to the trade. If you're really trying to find a house, they can be found.
Right, they can be found. It's just a matter of putting your nose to the grindstone and making a deal. And everybody's like, oh, well, I want a good deal. Well, guess what? You make the deal.
Sure.
With what's on the market right now, or you look at a pre-foreclosure and see if you can make a deal there.
Or you say to somebody, well, how would you like to buy the house based on your numbers that you just shared, 10% below the 2018 value? Right? That's called market value today.
You could work backwards. Yeah, I like that. I mean, not backwards, but forward thinking.
Yeah, you just want to look at it and say, okay, you know, don't worry about the number, especially if it's your primary residence.
Heck yeah, because really, if you're going to be there 2 to 5 years, you want to make some money on it, and you know that's great. But if you're looking for 5 to 10 years, then guess what? It really, at this point in time, doesn't matter.
Exactly. Great information, as always. We're going to continue our conversation with Chad Pape and Penny Lambright when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets, how to choose a financial advisor, and how to remove collections from your credit report. And see, there's three of us. If you're watching on RonSiegelRadio.tv right now, there's three of us in studio. And being that half of the people in America had their information hacked through Equifax, think about this concept. 1.5 of us lost our information. I don't know which half. Maybe I count for 2 because of my size. I don't know. But the bottom line, and we'll talk about, we're going to have Alan Hayon's going to be on talking about that tomorrow. So you don't want to miss that at all. So we're going to continue that conversation as well. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcasts, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. If you're a consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage or you're ready to take advantage of the current market rates, Gold Star has the programs, the products, and they are the only one that I know of that has the Fast Pass loan approval. No loan contingencies when you have a Fast Pass loan approval. How to choose a financial advisor is the subject today. So you decide you want to work with a financial advisor, and I think that is a great idea. They are, sometimes you'll call them financial planners. If they go through all that extra schooling, then they're called certified financial planners. They take the tests and all that kind of good stuff. The problem is I want you to have a financial planner. I want you to understand what that is. I want somebody to be watching over your 401k and your IRAs with you. Certified, I don't know. I've gone through some of these certification issues. Sometimes they're great, sometimes they're not. The one thing that they don't get you in most of these certifications, experience. I talked to Al Manfrey. He's done 20,000 trusts, but he's not an attorney. So do you think the person that's an attorney that does a trust and is just coming out of law school, doing his first trust, because he's got the name attorney after on his credentials, do you think he knows more about doing trusts than Al Manfrey does after doing 20,000 of them? The idea is get some great guidance. Who are you going to find as your financial planner? Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with some of them. You want to know, do they understand your situation? There are financial planners that have specialized in people that are working in the auto industry. They've got unique needs. There are some that work with medical industry individuals. You know, something I'm going to suggest that I know that there are financial planners out there that focus just on veterans. Because they've got a different set of needs, you know, and they can speak to each other in their own terms. And that same happens in many, many areas of the world. So get some good research on who's working with you and give me a call at 800-306-1990. We'll talk about what your needs are. Finding a financial planner might not be as difficult as you think, but by not finding one could be very, very difficult, and it could have a lasting effect on your family and your family's net worth. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. So we're continuing our conversation. Chad Pape is in the house. We're talking about real estate with Chad. Penny Lambright is in the house. We talk about the great work that she and her crew are doing over at Patriots and Paws. So, Penny, I want to talk to you. I've got, a friend of mine here in studio may even want to talk to you. Because there's a lot of individuals that we're finding benefits with the pause side of what you do. You and I chat all the time about, you know, the commodity items that you have available for the veterans. We don't get to talk as much about the pause side. I don't even remember when last time I was there. Do you have a little kennel compound for the dogs?
Well, first of all, it's pause like in dog's feet, not pause and like take a moment, because some people can't figure out what the pause part is like Patriots and stop for a second. So pause as in for pause. We work with a local shelter, and the local shelter will provide an animal that is fixed current on their shots and microchipped to a veteran that is looking to have an emotional support animal, companionship animal, or service animal. And that's WAGS, Westminster Adoption Group. So they can go in with proof that they're a veteran and things and pick out an animal. Then we work with two agencies that actually train the veteran and the animals to become service animals. Though both of the agencies are veteran ran and owned agencies. So it's veterans training veterans, their animals become service animals. And talking about healing and happening and things, that's where a lot of the healing happens, is because you're training your dog and you're training with another veteran, and you know, the conversations are going to go about issues that you are having and things that you're struggling with. And that's where a lot of the help comes into doing that. And we find that it's amazing, unconditional love of an animal. And when you're hurting and you're telling a story, you can tell a story a million times and your dog's just going to look at you and, okay, Dad, let's go. And there's no judgment, there's no nothing, or they may tug at you or lick at you and everything be okay. Whereas if you tell your family member or somebody else you know, there's the fear of judgment, and there's the fear of, oh my gosh, they're going to think I'm a horrible person, or they're going to leave me and do all of these things, where an animal doesn't do that. And our goal is eventually one day to have our own kennel. And one of the reasons we want to have our own kennel is because, as you talked about earlier, the homeless out there along the riverbed and other places, there's a lot of veterans out there, and they have their buddy with them. And those veterans can get help, but that help doesn't allow them to take their buddies with them. So they would rather be on the street than to leave their four-legged companion dog behind, and they don't have a place to kennel them until they're getting help to get in rehab or getting housing that allows them to help it, or go have that hernia surgery done or whatever. And when we get to our kennel, that will be the purpose of our kennel, is to be able to do that.
That's another fascinating part of what you're doing. And I remember sitting at one of the dinners that you had, and I was sitting next to a gentleman from the Inland Empire, and his big thrill in life, and I love the passion, but his thrill in life was that not one veteran who he had supplied a companion, a buddy, had committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And you just see that passion in the man, and it was just beautiful to watch.
Well, and you think this, you have to be a little less selfish. Who's going to take care of your buddy if you do something to you?
There you go. So if they won't even go in to get medical attention for themselves because something might happen to their buddy, then obviously they're not going to take their own life because something might happen to their buddy.
Well, you leave no one behind. It happens, but not as often, because it's like, who is going to take care of him if I do this?
Absolutely. Great information. Don't forget about the open house and fundraising event in honor of the 16th anniversary of Patriot Day. It's going to be this coming Saturday, September 16th, 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Great weather has been ordered by Penny, so that'll be happening there as well. Cost for food, I don't know how you do this, Penny. $5 for breakfast or lunch. Double it, triple it. Just go out there and help out. Give whatever you can. It's a great cause, great organization, and they work their tails off. I watch what Penny does all the time, and these folks are really out there working hard. So on behalf of my radio community, thank you. I appreciate what you're doing. And those of you that can, Patriots and Paws, it's the word "and" is spelled out, and Paws like Chad's Paws. No, not. There we go, .org. Go and support them. What are you up to? So what else do you have going on, Chad? I know you're out there doing some open houses every now and then, not this type.
Well, actually, it's been quite amazing, because the fact that with this market is coming with a lot of deals, and I don't have enough buyers for the deals. I'm like, literally, I'm previewing like mad, and I found a deal, and actually I held the house open this weekend, and it's a deal in Irvine off of Stampede Road. You'll find it online if you want. Just go to my website, if not yours. And it's $899 in an area that's usually about $1,100,000.
Sounds like a good deal.
That's a heck of a good deal. Anyways, I'm finding deals all the time. It's just the fact that we need to find more buyers out there.
Great information. If you want to find some of these deals with Chad, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Chad and make sure that you tune in tomorrow. If you're married, for sure, because if you didn't get hacked from the Equifax thing, your wife probably did or husband probably did, because it's one out of two Americans. You want to listen to what Alan has to say tomorrow. So you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.